A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 29th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the world's most beautiful game. Or is it still? Of course, we are going to tackle the FIFA elections and the controversy that has engulfed the world's football governing body.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
You will agree with me, these are unprecedented and difficult times for FIFA. The events of yesterday have cast a long shadow over football and over this week's Congress. Actions of individuals bring shame and humiliation on football and demand action and change from us all. We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now. I know many people hold me ultimately responsible for the actions and reputation of the global football community, whether it's a decision for the hosting of a World Cup or a corruption scandal.
The words there of the newly minted FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, of course, has won another term, Gibbs.
Obviously, Blessing, Sepp Blatter won the FIFA presidency for a fifth time today after his challenger, Prince Ali Ben Al Hussein, withdrew just before a scheduled second round. The first round of voting ended 133-73 in favor of Blatter, but that wasn't enough to secure the required two-thirds majority. However, Prince Ali elected to withdraw from the process before the second round could get underway.
The 79-year-old Blatter was first elected in 1998 when he replaced Hao Havelange in the governing body's most prestigious seat. Friday's voting took place at FIFA's Congress in Zurich, Switzerland, where the organization's 209 voting members confirmed the extension of the leader's 17-year tenure. Blatter's victory comes at the end of a watershed week for FIFA, in which 9 officials and 5 corporate executives were indicted on federal charges, including racketeering, wire fraud and money laundering conspiracies, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya yenhabvu tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuFIFA nekuti FIFA inojigidza nawo neZIFA muZimbabwe asi zvaitika nasi ndezvekuti panga paine sarudzo kumuzinda weFIFA kuZurich. Sarudzo idzi dzakundwa nava Sepp Blatter vanga vachitungamira iro sangano irori reFIFA mushure mekunge vawana iwo mavhoti anosvika iwo zana nemakumi matatu nematatu asi mavhoti ayanga asingakwanise kuti vange vachinzi vahwina nekuti vatadza kusvika pane zvinonyatsodiwa kana kuti two-thirds nekudaro kana pasina anenge asvitsa 2/3 zvinenge zvakureva kuti vanenge vovhota zvakare asi wavanga vachikwikwidzana navo vabva vakanda havo mapadza vabva vati ivo havasi kuda kuti vange vachienderera mberi nekudaro vablata ndovanzi ivo vacharamba vachitungamira FIFA asi muFIFA mune nyaya yehori yanetsa zvikuru zvakapa kuti mazuva apfuura yakunge kuchisungwa vanhu vakawanda musangano irori vachinzi vakaita wori wori hunonzi hunowanzoitika panyika dzinenge dzichinzi ndo dzichaitirwa World Cup World Cup yakamboitwawo kusouth africa pane mutauro ipapo iri kutarisirwawo kuita kuitwa murussia pane nyaya ipapo Gibbs
yeye kunjalo ke zuruka ndaba zvokupinde kwava njalo nje kunangale ke kuseblata ukomba mophakati lamhlanje sikhuluma ke usebiselo ukuthi abe nguye phela osibambileyo kunangale ke eFIFA kubuya ngesikhathi ke esetheswa umlando ukuthi kuFIFA kungani sokulobubola-bola phakathi kungani abantu babefumbathiswa ukuthi kube lama games kube zithi khona ngale South Africa ngo-2010 kucatshangelwa ukuthi kukhona iziphathamandla zeFIFA ezanika imali kuzobuya ke ngo-2022 khona ngale ke eQatar kukhanya ngazani kwaba njalo nje kukhanya ukuthi kwafumbathiswana blessing so kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela ukhetho ye ublata ke ubethole amavoti athi 133 kusiya ku-73 kulawo aka-Albin Al-Hussein so ke uHussein wasetshala uvalo sibili sebona indoda ingane iyaqolotsha ingene embusweni wayo wabetshiya so ke singathi ublata nguye osephakathi njalo nje asizwe iningani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu ye lisifonele khonapha nasinombolo 001 202 619 2077 yelifone kanye selifona khona ngapho kunjalo mfowethu
I think Gibbs we have our first guest that is Muzondiwa Mugadza former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper Lazy Muzo they called him then I remember Mabika calling him Lazy Muzo
and I still remember him playing for Zimbabwe Saints
yes
you know we used to watch him and I still remember when he was scored a very simple goal by Matinda Ndlovu and he wasn't happy I still remember that
but of course he was a brilliant goalkeeper
yes.
Of course you know not always in a hurry but he knew
yeah so
how to defend our goal
yeah abantu babe situation to umzo isinama isinama yakwazi ukuthi xa ungajika into bokuthi nama sibamba nje babe mbiza wethu nje
okay Mzondiwa Mugadza let's talk about the FIFA elections are you at all surprised that Blatter has won
not really surprised I mean, it was something that was going to happen. I mean, Blatter seems to be very influential in the football circles, and the corruption as well, I think, has played its part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why is it that maybe he's so popular with football federations, say, in Africa and other continents?
It's probably him taking the World Cup to South Africa. It's probably played part as well, where other African nations think, you know, he's involved. So, you know, maybe the World Cup will come against to our continent.
Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest, Mo Moyo, who is also a sports analyst, and he played for several clubs in the Premier Soccer League. Gibbs.
Good evening, Mo Moyo. How is Harare? Are you in Harare or Kwekwe?
Harare.
Harare, Gibbs.
How is the city? What do you call Harare now, eh?
Harare is...
Sunshine?
It's now a vendor shop.
So, yeah, besides that, let's talk about soccer. So what do you think about, the re-election of Sepp Blatter?
I think for Africa, it's a welcome election. I think you've done so much for Africa. You know,
first and foremost, the World Cup would never have come to Africa if Blatter was not there. Secondly, you know, the FIFA Go project, which has assisted in a big way, so much stadium, so much offices, infrastructure related to football has been put in place in across all Africa. And this has been going on, and Blatter has been supporting that. So I think for us as Africans, Blatter is good for us. And after all, you gave us five places in the World Cup. Probably on Saturday, you may even add the numbers. And it's good for our football. If more teams are going to be playing at the World Cup, at the expense of the Europeans and those guys that are against him.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, so just a little bit about Sepp Blatter, Blessing. Who is this gentleman, really? So Blatter was a man who could sing a lot. You know what used to happen?
Yeah.
He'd go to weddings and sing, you know? Yes, very impressive indeed. So he was born in a place called Vips, which is a remote Swiss Alpine town, in his early years. And there was not a lot that you could say Blatter was going to be this big. So, you know, his father worked for a very big chemical company. But he didn't get a lot of money to actually support his family. So he had sons like him, that is Sepp. And then there was Peter, there was Marco, and their sister Ruth. So at a young age, you know, according to this message, I mean, according to this write-up that I have, you know, he used to share a bed with one of his brothers. So every day he would talk about soccer. And at one stage, he would actually, still out of the night, you know, go down the road and do a bit of soccer with some boys. You know, imagine at night, he would just do that. And then since the family was not too rich, so Blatter used to sell tomatoes and vegetables. But the father didn't like it, so he said, go to university. And at one stage, he graduated. But what is interesting is that the young Blatter was a promising footballer, you know. So then legend has it that he was called the king of his playground. And then, you know, with the owner of a professional quality football club called Lucerne Sport FC, signed him. But his father didn't like it. So then he said, stop football. And then he had to go to school and graduated, you know. Yeah. So that's a little bit about him.
Interesting.
We say a lot as we go.
Of course, we understand now his net worth is about $20 million. But Lesimzo, talking about FIFA, there's this issue of corruption. How is it going to affect Blatter's term in office?
I'm not sure whether it will go away. I'm sure it will stay, you know, in everyone's mind. It happened in the past while he was in power. So him going back again into power, I'm sure, you know, it will always stick around. People will always say things about his corruption. And for him, I think he just has to improve to see that it doesn't happen again. But again, you come to think of it, it's something that won't go away easily. Even that, I mean, like, you know, some other people, they still feel like, you know, for them to gain power, they have to manipulate some other areas as well. So we'll see how it goes. We just have to give them a benefit of doubt.
Gibbs.
Yes, sizokwela ngapho ke baba Mzondiwe. Nxa sikhangela ke umnumzana uBlatter eqalisa nje waye ngumuntu ongani ibhola ye welthanda kakhulu. So kutshoni konoku nxa ukhangela abantu abakhangela ibhola. Kambe ngabantu abangani bayalaza ibhola kumbe kulezi nsuku kuphonga ba nje ngabantu aphonga ukungena nje. Nxa sikhangela iFIFA ngokwayo khonapho.
So ngathi ngabantu nje abe business ababuya, you know, into other areas abangazi specialize ngayo. But ukuthi weza kuze edlala ibhola sangumfana and then now is in the office. I don't know whether umuntu ofit ude ngarani office, but like the other guy has said, ukuthi lama like I had said before, ukuthi wase for the World Cup in Africa, maybe we just have to send support here, but
hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ubambe khona lapho ungayindawo.
And more, we understand UEFA is threatening to actually pull out. Can they pull this through, or it's just the usual banter?
They are a minority. Mm-hmm. And the only information, it's not actually the whole UEFA that is, they are threatening, they mm-hmm. will not pull out.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to pull out, it will not be World UEFA as the association and all the countries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the countries would prefer to remain with FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, you can see Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, certainly, they were supporting Blatter.
Mm-hmm.
And the president came out and said, no, this is not about football. It's about America trying to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to discredit Russia because they are going to host the next World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So there is going to be, if they decide to pull out, I'm sure there is going to be divisions in Europe. Because
mm-hmm.
not all the countries are happy about not being part of FIFA. And I think it's just usual banter. Anyway. They would not pull out. Nobody did pull out of FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs. Mm. So, some more about Mr. Blatter. So, mm-hmm. he became Secretary General of the Swiss Ice Hockey Association at one stage, before becoming the President of the World Society of Friends of Suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
You know Suspenders?
Yeah.
Yes, Suspenders. You know, it sounds exactly like that. Mm-hmm. A society for men who prefer stockings
mm-hmm.
to tights, you know? And then as time went on, Blatter then worked for a departmental store
mm-hmm.
For, you know, Swiss watchmaker
mm-hmm.
and sports timing device company, which was called Longines.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was involved with FIFA, you know, in 1972,
mm-hmm.
When 1975, sorry,
mm-hmm.
When he joined at the age of 39. So he was going up and up as time went by. So at the end of the day, he was elected president in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Momoyo. Now, Mr. Blatter was elected as FIFA president in 1998. It sounds like a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it's quite a long time ago, I would say. But I think the constitution of FIFA,
mm-hmm.
or from a personal level, I think it should get the chance to say maybe they should not do more than 2 or 3 terms.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually make it a lot easier, or it becomes a lot easier to change the presidency. But with the current constitution, it allows for anyone to go for as long as they can. So I don't blame Blatter. And being an African, I actually support him. I want that man to be good. It's good for our football.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So do you agree? Is he good for African football? Has he done more?
From what I've seen back home, I think it's he has. Just
mm-hmm.
looking at, you know, Zimbabwe itself, like, you know, they've got some other facilities that were not there before,
mm-hmm.
which I believe they've been sponsored by, you know, by FIFA. And then the fact that he's brought the World Cup, I mean, like, you know, to our continent, that, again, you know,
mm-hmm.
you get my support.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you will do more, not just for, you know, for South Africa or Zimbabwe, or just the continent, on, you know, the whole of Africa. Then that would be good. And we have to hope, like, you know, during our last time, we have to see another World Cup, maybe sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, on that, I think I just
have
to give
him
my support.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And, Gibbs.
Now, I've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing, and one of the messages is from Mr. Roderick Theophilus, who says, history tells us no single dictator has ever lost an election,
mm-hmm.
be it a political or for leading a sports organization.
Yeah.
So that's why he says, that's why Mr. Blatter won.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Mr. Patton, who says Mr. Blatter should have given others a chance because at the end of the day, he has been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ida writes, I think the FIFA guys should not abuse us because what they're doing to soccer is not too good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come to you, Mr. Moyo. Tell me, at the end of the day, when there are some of these scandals that we are seeing in FIFA, Does it mean that it has been going on for a long time? Let's assume those allegations are true.
I think the Blatter correctly said there in his press conference yesterday. He said he and the organization are not able to monitor each and every member of the organization, how they do their transaction, who they transact with. It's not easy. And at the end of the day, they would trust that if you are in such a responsible position, you also act responsibly. But unfortunately, even if they are proven, I think it's up to Blatter himself to put in tighter measures and make sure that he cleans up the act so that football grows in terms of the sponsorship like it has been doing in the past year during his tenure. You see, there have been so many sponsors that have been clamoring to be part of FIFA. And during the Blatter era, FIFA has raised so much more money than any other time. I think we need to preserve that and keep that going. And the only way to do that is to clean up whatever is going wrong now and to tighten up the screws to make sure that nothing like that happens.
But Mzondiwa, the question is Blatter the right man to clean up the mess that FIFA is in at the moment?
I don't think so. It was only because if we had a new face in that position. But for now, I don't think so. But like what Mr. Moy is saying, again, you know, you just have to, you know, to clean up, I mean, his department, and we take it from there. Because now, right now, there's nothing that can be changed. He's been elected. We just have to go by what the other football associations have agreed to. To say yes, he has to go back to the post. But I would have loved to see another face myself.
Tichidzoka kwamuri mukoma mo pane chiri kubuda here iko kuziva village kwachoko zvakamira sei tirikungonaka zvini kuma warriors kwacho zvinenge zvirikunyatsofamba zvakanaka
Ziva village yakagadzirwa zvakanaka blessing ukasvika po iko zvino izvi pakagadzirwa zvakanaka zvinofadza Ziva village yakazvinyatsopera ikagadzirwa zvakanaka indi mashandiro azvakaitwa iko zvino izvi mari yacho hainambobvira yapinda mumaoko ezvifa yaingonanga kune avo vaigadzira saka pakanyatsogadzirwa zvakanakisa ende zvishuwa pafifa village pakanaka ground riripo pekuti kana vanhu vanenge vachikemba ipapo vari kubva vatrainira ipapo kureva kuti zvinhu zvese its a self catering area plus ine conference center which can be used for some other things maconference it can be hired out but nyaya yekuti maorias ari kushaya vanosponsa iyo itorowo nyaya yagara iri kutongonesawo kuti vanoisa mari munhau dzemitambo muzimbabwe iko zvino izvi havasi kuwanika vanova masponsa chaivo chaivo hapana makambani anoda kuisawo mari hapana mari sinzi ava vakati wandei vamwe vacho havasi kufarawo nevakuru varipo panhabvu vamwe vacho havasi kukwanisa nekuti nyika yacho yakaremerwa zvinhu zvacho zviri kunetsawo saka vanenge vasinawo mari dzacho dzekuti vaburise iko zvino izvi munhu angachitoisa mari ndoo vanoziva magaya vaya mutendisi profit magaya ndo vanga vatoisa mari kubhora kana vakasatoisa mari izvozvo vakomana varofanira kuenda kuswaziland mangwana maanda 23 vari kutotarisira kusumuka nebhasi vachisvika ikoko musi webhora vobva vasikautamba bhora inova zvinhu zvisina zvisingatarisirwi ende zvinoita kuti mutambo wedu usafambire mberi asi tinodayira kuti sezvo vadhumu vaenda uko vakanosiya vavhotera Black kutarisira kuti vablacka pamwe vachadirawo zvimwe zvimari zvichaita kuti timbo manyisa bhora redu mbichana kusvika nyaya dzavadhumu dzagadziriswa
Gibbs ye baba mukadzi asingati ke elezimbabwe litolani xa sikhangeleke khonoko kuthiwa yiFIFA kungabe kuzuzwani khonapho
from iFIFA like I said I mean from ain't engizibonile ekhaya ngisekhaya kathesi kulama-facilities I believe ukuthi thiwa iFIFA yiba abancedisileyo to me ato khaya into ekhangelekayo but again abantu bekhaya
sibonisa ku maintain a right into le zantsho uthi abantwana abakhulayo ababuyayo labo besebenzisa into leyana ukuthi ibhora lezi likhule.
Kodwa ngasikhangele kuyini ofika wakubona wena? Singathi kulalokhu lalokhu lalokhu kuyini?
Hayi ngabona ama-facilities othiwa abhiltwe yi-FIFA ancedisa abantwana emalokishini. To me it was good. It is wakhangelelanti into ebukeka kakhulu.
Singathi ngama-ground kumbe
ngama-ground.
Yehe.
Ngama-ground.
Asendaweni ezinjani? Asendaweni ezinjani?
Esemalokishini.
Aha. Okay. All right, bamba kona poke mzo. So he's saying that FIFA for Zimbabwe has done quite some tremendous job, you know. Mm-hmm. He says he was recently in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So he was visiting different suburbs and towns, you know, I mean towns.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that he could see some visible projects, and those are mainly in townships,
mm-hmm.
you know, like playgrounds, which are beneficial to the youths, you know,
mm-hmm.
according to him.
We have some messages on WhatsApp. First, we have M. Komo, who says, America must stop playing political games for the mere effect of achieving their own political interest. South Africa successfully hosted the World Cup in 2010, and therefore an African state can actually host the World Cup. Africa does not lure professionals of higher integrity all over the world through good salaries and scholarships and fast-track their identities. But silence responds to that. Silence says, Sepp Blatter must go. Does he want to die in office like African leaders? Interesting.
Very interesting there. Momoyo, does he want to die in that position? What is going on? Eh? Very controversial.
I'm sure he's not going to die in office.
Mm.
He's just going to do his 4-year mandate, and then I'm sure you make sure there is a successor before he goes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should not judge him by the number of years that he has been in the office. We should judge him by the work that he has done during the time that he has been in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Blatter has done very well for the time that he has been in the office. In terms of growing the FIFA brand, he has done very well. I think besides these few issues of corruption, which I think you should be able to manage, because I think he's got an inside knowledge of what has been happening. Besides the him denying openly, he has done very well since 1998 up to date. So we should just judge him by what he has done, not by the number of years that he's been in power.
And of course, football is a multi-billion industry, and at the end of the day, some sponsors are actually complaining more about this kind of scandal. How far are they going to go in terms of maybe withdrawing some support? Is that going to be possible?
If they withdraw, there is always somebody who is willing to get into this multi-billion-dollar industry. So I don't think anyone is going to leave. Of the current permanent sponsors of FIFA, the Nike, the Adidas, they are not going to leave those guys. They can talk what they can talk. They can say whatever they want. They can say, but they will not leave those days. Just too much money involved. There's so much to lose if they leave FIFA. They would rather wait in there and play the waiting game, and they see what's going to happen. But they would never leave. They can't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, please do stay on the line. Mo and Muzondiwa and Tinemwe Mtereru Mukoma Clever. Rambai zwe nyuma kabata tirikudzoka kwamuri. Nasi nare dzeku Zimbabwe dzinenge dzachiti netsei. But of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.